Well, it's good to be with you this morning. When I was in Philadelphia studying, I got to know Pastor Ben's brother and sister.
And
so when I moved to Chicago, I met Ben.
And
it's a privilege to be part of his ministry to you this morning. Let's open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's good to be in your presence among your people. Lord, it's a privilege to now come under your word. As the rain waters the earth and brings forth a harvest, we pray that your word would not return to you empty. But water our hearts and bring forth all that you intend. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Some of you may remember a Time magazine article from back in March. The cover story raised the question of whether America's best days are behind us. The lead article of that issue was entitled, Are America's Best Days Behind Us? It went on to cite some concerning statistics. Educationally in America, our teens rank well behind other major countries. The World Health Organization recently published these findings that we're only 27th in the world in life expectancy. But 18th in the world for diabetes and first for obesity. And then it raises this lingering question of whether our economy will be able to truly recover to pre-recession levels. It pointed to the massive debt that we now carry as a country, which may jeopardize our future development. Doesn't take much for an article like this to stir up our fears. And then think about the constant threat of terrorism. The natural disasters that have been hitting all across our country. My father was born in China and came to this country for college. And I know that fears are oftentimes a big part of the immigrant experience. You go to a new country that you don't understand, and you fear whether you'll be able to make a living for yourself and for your children. It's often easy to live driven by our fears. Fears have the unique power to dominate our lives and to reorder reality. For example, if you have a fear of spiders, and you are in a room alone with a spider, that spider will reorder your reality. You'll see everything in that room with respect to the spider. Wherever you go in that room, you'll always be aware of where that spider is. Fears have the ability to dominate and reorder our reality. For example, if you have a fear of failure, that can reorder your reality.
你的事上来到改变.
You avoid every circumstance in which you might possibly fail.
你会尽量逃避失败.
If you have a fear of sickness, that can reorder your reality.
如果你对疾病恐惧的时候，佢都可以改变你的思想.
Suddenly, every door handle will be full of germs.
突然间会每次开门都系经过到细菌嘅侵袭.
Every tickle in your throat is a sign of a cold.
喉咙有少少痕嘅时候，你就可能会谂住系病嘅开始啦.
Every ache in your body might be the sign of some serious disease.
身体有少少痛楚嘅时候，你就可能谂到系大病会降临啦.
You see, fears have the ability to dominate our lives and reorder our reality.
恐惧系可以嚟到控制我哋生命，使我哋嘅思想改变.
And to some degree, we all struggle with fears.
每个人多多少少都系有恐惧嘅.
Whether it's fear of failure,
或者恐惧到失败.
Whether it's fear of financial instability,
可能对经济嘅恐惧.
Whether it's a fear of a circumstance you're in,
可能对我哋周围环境嘅恐惧.
In this passage, Jesus teaches that a life of fear is inappropriate for his followers.
喺我哋头先睇过经文里边，主耶稣就教训我哋，佢嘅门徒系唔应该有恐惧嘅.
And instead, he calls us to a life of faith.
佢呼召到一个有信心嘅生命.
There are two poles in this story: fear on the one hand, faith on the other.
有两个极端，一边就系恐惧，另外一边就系信心.
And Jesus here is calling us from a life of fear to a life of faith.
咁耶稣就系呼召到我哋，由恐惧嘅生命嚟到有信心嘅生命.
And I think this little story shows us three aspects of faith.
喺呢段个故事里边教训到我哋三个信心嘅功课.
The context of faith.
信心嘅内容.
The object of faith.
信心嘅主题.
And the practice of faith.
同埋信心嘅行动.
These are the three things I'd like to talk about this morning.
想同大家分享呢三样嘢.
First, the context of faith.
信心嘅内容.
I want to point out to us this morning where Jesus calls his disciples to faith.
想同大家提到系主耶稣喺边度呼召佢嘅门徒嚟到有信心.
Verse 35 tells us that Jesus finished a heavy day of teaching.
第35节嚟到讲到主耶稣当日已经系做咗好多嘅教训嘅工作.
In fact, the crowds were so great he had to get out on a boat to push out from shore a little bit to teach.
当时太多人跟随他的时候，主耶稣就要坐船去到另外一边。
And so when evening comes, he says to his disciples, let's go over to the other side.
在黄昏的时候，主耶稣就对门徒说，我们要去另外一边。
And so the disciples take him just as he is across the Sea of Galilee.
他的门徒就听他的话，就跟主耶稣去到加利利的另外一边。
In 1986, the hull of a fishing boat was discovered buried in the mud on the shore of the Sea of Galilee.
1986年喺加利利海嘅底下系发现咗一只沉咗嘅船喺里边.
Carbon 14 technology dates it back to sometime between 120 BC and 40 AD, the time of Christ.
我哋经过研究嘅时候，就发现呢一船系大概系主前百多年前。
This boat was 26 and a half feet long.
这船是26尺长,
7 and a half feet wide.
7尺半的阔,
and 4 and a half feet deep.
高度是4尺半.
The fore and aft sections both had a deck that you could lie down or sit down on.
这船是有两层的,你可以在当中来到睡低.
This boat would have been powered by four rowers and could hold 15 people.
有四隻桨可以嚟撐一船，可以容納到15個人。
And so it's a good guess that this was the kind of boat that Jesus was in.
我可以想象到大概主耶穌當時坐嘅船係大概差唔多咁嘅樣。
You also need to understand the topography of the Sea of Galilee.
亦都需要明白到加利利海嘅情形。
The Sea of Galilee was 700 feet below sea level.
加利利海係喺海床嘅海平線之下嘅幾百尺。
And yet it was surrounded by mountains. One mountain was 9,200 feet above sea level.
咁佢周圍係被山圍繞，其中一啲山係幾百尺喺海平線上幾百尺嘅。
And this makes for stormy weather conditions on the Sea of Galilee.
咁嘅情形就係好容易有好多風浪。
Because the cold air from the mountains collides with the warm air from the lake.
因为山上嘅冷空气同热空气对冲嘅时候，就好容易有风暴啦。
And Jesus and his disciples find themselves in the middle of a storm.
咁当时主耶稣同佢门徒就喺好大嘅风暴当中。
But this is no ordinary storm.
呢个唔系普通嘅风暴。
Verse 37 calls it a furious squall, but literally it's a great hurricane of wind.
咁当时喺37节形容到呢个系极大嘅风暴。
Mark tells us the waves broke over the boat, so it was nearly swamped. Literally, the boats were already filling with water. So here's the picture in your mind. It's night out, it's dark on the sea. They're in a 26-foot boat in a hurricane.
在二十几尺长的船，他们在大风暴当中。
And water's pouring into the boat.
船开始入水。
So much that these experienced fishermen are fearing for their lives.
虽然他们是有经验的渔夫，他们也是为了他们的生命来到有恐惧。
They've seen many storms, but never a storm like this.
他们在生命当中见过很多风暴，但是没有一个风暴是这么大的。
And in the middle of this, Jesus is sleeping.
在这么大风暴当中，主耶稣竟然在睡觉。
Now, how you can sleep in the middle of a storm like this, I don't know.
我不知道大家怎么想，但是在这么大风暴当中，
很难
睡觉。
This boat is probably going up one side of the wave and down another.
我们想象到这船在大风浪中浮浮沉沉。
And so the disciples wake up Jesus.
門徒就叫醒了主耶穌。
And they say, Teacher, don't you care if we drown?
父子，我們就快浸死了，你不緊要嗎？
It's a rebuke.
他好像責罰著耶穌一樣。
They're scolding Jesus. These are desperate men talking.
他們在這樣的情況當中，他們就很容易來到開始有責罰的心。
And this is where Jesus calls them to faith.
在这个时候，主耶稣就是呼召到他们有来到有信心。
This is the context of faith, not calm seas.
他们就在这个这样的情况里面，他们不是在平静的风浪里面。
Not smooth sailing.
他们不是在平静的海浪。
But in the middle of the storm.
而在大风暴当中。
When everything is out of control.
他们已经失去了控制。
Now we know that Jesus is actually in control.
我们都知道主耶稣 是可以控制任何事的。
We know that Jesus could have stopped the storm at any moment.
我们知道主耶稣是可以随时可以将风暴来到。
But he doesn't because this is part of his teaching for the disciples.
他没有这样做，因为这个是他教训他门徒的功课。
Sometimes we think that the Christian life should be smooth sailing.
很多时候我们想做一个信徒的生命是 很和顺的。
Sometimes we think because we're Christians, God will calm every sea for us.
我们可能想我们因为是信徒 的时候，神会就将我们 的生命是带到很平静地带过。
There's something called the health and wealth gospel.
有的是讲到是富足 的福音。
It says if you follow God, he'll make you prosperous and healthy.
他讲到是如果你跟随神的时候，他就会令你富足和有很多好的健康。
But that's not the gospel according to Mark.
但是马太福音里面 的福音并不是这样的。
Mark says if we follow Jesus, sometimes we'll find ourselves in the middle of a storm.
马太记载到我们跟随主耶稣的时候，我们的生命很多时候是会有风浪的。
The context of faith is oftentimes a storm.
我们信心的内容是 很多时候是有风暴的。
If you read your Bible, throughout the Bible, storms are a part of the Christian life.
我们在圣经里面可以不断地读到，信徒的生命是充满着风浪的。
Many godly people go through hardship.
很多跟随神的人都是经过了很多的苦难。
Listen to a verse like Luke 11:49.
我们听路加福音。
God in his wisdom said, I will send them prophets and apostles.
神的智慧说，我会将先知带到你们，带到来到你们当中。
Some of whom they will kill, and others they will persecute.
其中一些是会被杀，有些是会被逼迫。
Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet because of all the hardships he faced.
耶利米是被称为是哭泣的先知，因为他遇到多少的风暴。
Moses was called and equipped by God to be a leader of his people.
摩西亦系被神嚟到装备上嚟到带领佢嘅子民。
And yet his leadership was questioned almost from the very beginning.
咁佢哋喺当初开始事工嘅时候，佢哋系会被好多人嘅提出怀疑。
Elijah was one of the great prophets of the Old Testament, but at one point he had to flee for his life.
以利亚是一个神很重要的先知，但是他有一段时间是需要逃亡的。
The Apostle Paul, who wrote half the New Testament.
新約聖經大部分都是由使徒保羅所寫的。
Was told at his conversion how much he would have to suffer for Christ's sake.
當神呼召他的時候，神說到他的生命會經受到多少的痛苦。
The context of faith is oftentimes the storm.
信心的內容是充滿著風浪的。
When we face storms,
当我们遇到风暴的时候，
oftentimes, what is the first question we ask?
我们很多时候第一个会提出的问题是什么呢？
Isn't it, why are you letting this happen to me, God?
神，为什么你会令这些事发生在我身上呢？
I go to church, I give my money, I obey you, why are you allowing this to happen?
我有回教会崇拜，我跟随你，我又作出奉献，为什么我的生命是这样呢？
But it's the storms that oftentimes strengthen our faith.
但風暴就是令到我們信心增強 的功課。
The disciples, before they got in the storm, probably thought they were faithful followers of Christ.
當遇到風浪之前，這班信徒都以為他們是很有信心地跟隨著神的。
But it was a storm that actually revealed their lack of faith and their fears.
但這個風暴就是顯示出他們對神有多少的信心。
They didn't see their fears and their lack of faith before the storm.
在这个风暴之前，他们不知道自己内心的恐惧和多少的信心。
It was the storm that revealed their fears and lack of faith.
而这个风暴就是将他们的信心和恐惧显现出来。
God often uses storms to reveal our hearts and challenge us to faith.
而神经常就是用我们生命的风暴来将我们的心来显现出来。
Other biblical reasons why God allows us to face storms are
有很多其他是属于神的原因来到被风暴我们。
Storms get our attention.
风暴是将我们的注意力来到拿出来。
In the Old Testament, God sends a storm of locusts among his people to get their attention because they're rebelling against him.
因为人对神反叛的时候，神就将蝗虫来到带到他们的田野里面来到拿到他们的注意力。
C.S. Lewis says, God whispers to us in our pleasures.
C.S. Lewis 曾经这样说，神在我们生命美好的时候对我们轻轻的说话。
Speaks in our consciences.
对我们的内心来到这样说话。
But shouts in our pains.
但在我们痛苦的时候就大声的疾呼。
It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world.
就是用扩音机来到将我们唤醒。
Storms make us humble.
暴风来到可以教训到我们有谦卑。
Do you remember Paul had a thorn in the flesh?
记不记得保罗在他生命有一条刺。
We don't know what it was, but it caused him great suffering.
我们不知道这条刺是什么，但是在他的生命里面是令他很痛苦。
And Paul himself said, God gave me this thorn to keep me from becoming conceited.
保罗就话：神俾呢条刺我，以致我唔会嚟到骄傲。
If we never face hardship in our lives, it's oftentimes easy for pride to grow in our hearts.
如果我哋生命未遇到困难，从来唔遇到困难嘅时候，我哋就好容易骄傲。
It's hardship that makes us humble.
而困难就系令到我哋有谦卑。
Storms also make us depend on God.
风暴亦都可以令到我哋嚟到倚靠神。
Three times Paul pleaded with God to take away this thorn in the flesh.
保罗曾经三次的要求神将这条刺来到拿开。
Do you remember what God said in response?
记不记得神怎样对他回应呢？
My grace is sufficient for you.
我对你的供应。
My power is made perfect in your weakness.
我的大能在你的软弱当中来到显现。
It's in our weakness that we learn to depend on God.
是我们软弱的时候，我们就学习到怎样来到倚靠神。
When do you most reach out to God?
你在什么时候来到呼唤神呢？
Is it in the good times when everything's going well?
是不是在你生命当中最和顺的时候呢？
No, isn't it oftentimes when things are going poorly and we're struggling?
不是的，但是而是我们通常是我们生命最困难的时候。
The context of faith is hardship and storms.
信心的内容就是暴风和困难。
Secondly, the object of faith.
第二是信心的主力。
Look at the verses 39 and 40. He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?"
39-40节是这样说：耶稣起来斥责了风，又对海说：不要作声，安静吧，风就停止，大大地平静了。然后对他们说：为什么这样胆怯呢？你们怎么没有信心呢？
Literally, Jesus says, "Do you not yet have faith?" And the assumption is in me.
耶稣问他们：你是不是真的没有信心呢？意思就是你是不是对我没有信心呢？
Jesus is not focusing on the degree of their faith, but the object of their faith. And the object of your faith is more important than the degree of your faith. For example, if you are standing on a frozen lake, which situation would you rather be? Having a whole lot of faith in an inch of ice? Or a little bit of faith in a foot of ice? What saves you is the object of your faith. If you have a little bit of faith in a worthy object, you'll be saved. And if you put your faith in an unworthy object, no matter how much faith you have, you won't be saved. Mark here is showing us that Jesus is a worthy object of our faith. He stills the storm with a word from his mouth, demonstrating his power and authority over nature. In the next story, he demonstrates his power over evil. And the story after that, he demonstrates his power over sickness and death. And Mark is leading us to this inescapable conclusion. That Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. After reading this gospel, how could you come to any other conclusion? Well, moderns will read the story of the storm. Modern people will read the story of the storm. And they'll say, it's a great story, but it's mythology. The problem is, if that's true, this is terrible mythology. If you've ever read mythology, this doesn't read like mythology. It's not imaginative. There are not enough embellishments. And if the disciples made the story up, would they really write themselves off as coming off so poorly? Mark is writing an eyewitness account. He's claiming that this was a historical event. Cynical people will say, well, this is just a coincidence. You just said there were a lot of storms on the Sea of Galilee. And so maybe Jesus saw the storm was coming to a close. And he had a good sense of timing and a flair for the dramatic. And he stood up and said, "Quiet, be still," just when the storm was by itself coming to a close. The problem is the text doesn't allow this conclusion.
让我们看到是不可以这样作出结论。
The disciples are experienced fishermen, remember.
我们要记住，这班门徒是有很多都是很有经验的渔夫。
They wouldn't have been fooled by that.
他们不会这样被骗到的。
What they clearly see is Jesus exercising supernatural power.
他们很清楚地看到主耶稣是用超自然的能力来作出这个神迹。
Because after Jesus stills the storm, they're more afraid of him than the storm.
因为当主耶稣平静了风浪的时候，他们对主耶稣的惊惧是超乎了他们对风暴的恐惧。
Mark is building the case that Jesus is the Son of God.
马太就是这样来到显示出主耶稣就是神的儿子。
And if he is, it's not hard for him to do things like this.
如果他是的时候，他这样的做法就是完全没有困难。
In fact, if Jesus is God come into this world, we should expect him to do things that only God can do.
如果主耶稣真是神道成肉身来到世界的时候，我们就可以期待到他真的很容易这样做出这些事。
In the Old Testament, only God can still the storm.
在旧约里面只有神可以来到平静风浪。
And here Jesus is doing what only God can do.
在这里主耶稣就是做到唯有神可以做的事。
Well, so someone will say, but how do I know Jesus cares about me enough to save me?
有些人可能问，我怎知道主耶稣是照顾到我，是为了照顾我而来到拯救我呢？
This was the doubt of the disciples. Teacher, don't you care if we drown?
这个就是当时门徒的对主耶稣的怀疑，你不理我们被浸死吗？
We often believe that Jesus has the power to save, but we don't believe that he really cares.
我哋相信主耶稣系有能力嚟到拯救嘅，但系我哋有时未必相信佢系会拯救我哋。
We have an advantage the disciples didn't have.
我哋有个比当时门徒更多嘅好处。
A lot of the commentators point out parallels between this story and the story of Jonah.
有多人。有到经学家就系将呢个故事同埋约拿嘅故事嚟到做一个比较。
Think about this. Both Jesus and Jonah are in a boat in the middle of a storm.
喂，咁样睇法，主耶稣同约拿都系喺暴风雨当中嘅船上边。
In both stories, the sailors thought they were going to die.
两个故事都系话当时嘅水手都系以为自己系就快会死啦。
In both stories, there is a miraculous intervention.
两个故事都是有神迹的有神迹的的作为。
In both stories, after the storm is calm, the sailors are more terrified than they were in the middle of the storm.
两个故事都是当风暴停止了的时候，当时的水手是更加的恐惧。
The difference is, though, Jonah says to his sailors, "The only way you'll be saved is."
不同的就是约拿对当时的船员说，你唯一可以被拯救的方法就是
If I die, throw me into the sea, and if I perish, you will be saved.
个方法就是我需要死，如果你将我扔落海，我死的时候，你们就会得救。
And that's what happens.
这个就是当时所发生的事。
Jesus here calms the storm with his words.
但主耶稣就是用他的话语来到平静风浪。
But Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew that one greater than Jonah is here.
在马太福音，主耶稣这样说，比约拿更大的已经在你们面前。
He's referring to himself.
他就是讲紧他自己。
He's saying that he is the true Jonah.
他就是说，我是真正的约拿。
And he does save us from a storm by being cast himself into the storm.
他就是将自己来到摆在这个风浪当中。
It's the storm of God's justice for our sin.
神对我们的罪所发出的风浪。
Jesus said to us in the face of that storm, the only way you'll be saved is if I perish.
主耶稣说在这个风浪当中唯一可以拯救你的方法就是我的死亡。
That's what was happening on the cross.
这就是在十字架所发生的事。
Jesus was taking the full brunt of the storm of God's wrath for sin.
主耶稣就是自己一个人面对了神惩罚的风浪。
So that we could be saved.
以致我们可以被得救。
Jesus faced that storm so we could be saved.
主耶稣面对那个风浪以致我们可以得救。
Jesus perished so that we could live.
主耶稣的死亡 以致可以我们可以有生命。
And so if Jesus faced that storm for you,
如果主耶稣是面对了为我们面对了这个这样的风浪的时候，
if Jesus didn't abandon you in that storm,
主耶稣没有在这样的风浪来到放弃我们的话，
why would he abandon you in any lesser storm?
为什么会在更加微小的风浪 来到放弃你呢？
The cross is evidence that Jesus cares.
十字架就是主耶稣关怀我们 的证据。
Jesus is the object of our faith.
主耶稣就是我们信心所面对 的事情。
If he has the power to still the storm with a word, what can he do in your life?
如果他有话语可以平静风浪的话，他可以在你生命上面做什么呢？
If he cares about you enough to go to the cross, what will he do in your life?
如果他为了你的关怀亲自上十字架的时候，他更加可以为你做什么呢？
Mark wants us to think about who Jesus is.
马可想我们来到思考主耶稣究竟是什么人。
That's why he closes the story with these words: Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.
所以他这个故事结束的时候就这样说：这到底是谁？连风和海都听从他。
And so I ask you this morning: Who do you say Jesus is?
所以今天就问大家，你认为主耶稣是什么人呢？
The context of faith is the storm.
信心的内容就是这个风暴。
The object of our faith is Jesus Christ.
信心的内容就是主耶稣。
So third and last, what is the practice of faith?
我们最后是看到信心 的行动是什么呢？
What does it look like to practice faith in the middle of the storm?
要将信心付出行动究竟是怎样的呢？
It's easy to say to someone else in a storm, you must have faith.
在别人的风暴当中是很容易说你是需要有信心。
It's much harder to do ourselves when we're in the storm.
而在我们自己面对风暴的时候，我们就 很难这样说。
Maybe a storm of sickness.
可能是疾病中的风暴。
Could be news that we have cancer.
可能我们听到我们有癌症的消息。
It could be a storm of worry.
可能是担心的风暴。
It could be a storm of lost job or lost finances.
可能是风暴，可能我们是失业或者是经济上有困难的风暴。
In this call to faith, Jesus puts faith in juxtaposition with fear.
主耶稣就是将我们在信心当中呼召出来，使我们可以面对着我们的困难。
Look at verse 40. He says to his disciples, Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?
在第四十节，主耶稣这样讲到，为什么这样胆怯呢？你们怎么没有信心呢？
Jesus is saying that faith in him is inversely proportional to fear.
主耶稣就是对我们这样讲，我们的信心和对我们面对的恐惧是相对的。
The more fear you have, the less faith in Christ you have.
我们内心的恐惧越大的时候，即是说我们对主耶稣的信心越少。
The more faith in Christ you have, the less fear.
我们对主耶稣的信心越大的时候，我们 的恐惧就 越来越减少。
Fear is actually, I think, an indication that we are putting our faith in something other than God, and it's failing us.
我们恐惧是因为我们将我们的信心放在其他的物件当中，而不是放在神的身上，所以我们就是这样的失败。
We often have substitute saviors in our lives other than Jesus.
我们当中我们认为的救主 是另外一些东西，而不是主耶稣。
And one way to discover your substitute saviors is to trace your fears and your worries all the way down to the root.
我们所以可以寻找到我们的内心的恐惧的方法，就是我们将我们内心的检查内心，将我们恐惧的原因最低的原因来到找出来。
Is it, if your greatest worry is about money, is it possible that money is your substitute savior and it's failing you?
如果你是为金钱来到担心的，可能你就是将金钱当做是你的救主。
If your greatest fear is aging, is it possible that beauty and health are really your substitute savior and they're failing you?
如果你是在恐惧你会变得老的时候，你可能就是将你的外貌来到取代了主耶稣的救主的位置。
If your fear is other people, is it possible that other people are your substitute savior and they're failing you?
如果你对其他人有恐惧嘅时候，可能你就将其他人嘅位置取代咗主耶稣成为你救主嘅位置。
Jesus says the way to deal with our fears is to exercise faith in Him.
耶稣对我哋讲，我哋可以面，我哋可以点样面对恐惧，就系我哋点样喺佢身上嘅作工。
Because faith in Christ drives out fear.
因为我哋喺主耶稣里边嘅信心就可以将恐惧嚟到解除。
Faith and fear cannot coexist with each other.
恐惧同埋信心系唔可以并存嘅。
And so, what does faith look like here?
信心在这里怎么说出来呢?
What should the disciples have done?
当时的门徒应该怎么做呢?
Number one, faith remembers that Jesus is present and in control.
第一样要记住的就是在主耶稣里面的信心就是我们是知道主耶稣是可以控制万事的。
The disciples know that he's present. They doubt whether he's in control.
当时的门徒知道主耶稣是跟他们一起，但是他们对主耶稣的控制权是有所怀疑。
What are they expecting when they wake Jesus up?
当他们叫醒主耶稣的时候，他们期待了什么呢?
Are they wanting him to help row?
是不是想主耶稣帮他们一起来到撑船呢?
Or help bail?
或者将水拨出去呢?
Or at least just be around to express concern?
或者最少的就是跟他们一起来到担心。
Whatever they're expecting, they don't expect him to calm the storm.
无论他们期待着什么，他们都是没有想着主耶稣是可以平静到风浪。
Because they're terrified when he does.
因为当主耶稣真的平静到风浪的时候，他们内心是更加恐惧。
In your situation in life,
在你们生命 的境况里面，
do you remember that Jesus is present and in control?
你记不记得主耶稣他是跟你同在，而且他是控制到一切的。
Secondly, faith trusts that Jesus cares.
第二个信心就是信靠主耶稣是对你有关怀的。
Again, this is what the disciples doubted. Teacher, do you care if we drown?
这就是当时门徒对主耶稣的心态，他问主耶稣你是不是真的关心我们呢？
Don't we often have the same question?
我们自己内心是不是不时都是有这样的问题呢？
When we're struggling, we say, God, do you see what I'm going through and do you care?
当我们在困难的境况里面，我们是不是对神说，神，你是不是真的看到我的境况，你是不是真的关怀我呢？
We now have a vantage point from the cross.
我们现在可以看到十字架上的大能。
If Jesus faced the storm of God's wrath for us, we should never doubt that he cares.
当主耶稣在十字架上面对了神惩罚的风暴的时候，我们就不应该再有怀疑。
Picture Jesus standing in the face of that storm, taking the full brunt of it for you.
想象下主耶稣在十字架面前面对着这么大我们应该承受的风浪。
And you won't doubt that Jesus cares.
这样的时候你就不会再怀疑主耶稣是不是真的关怀你。
Now, it's important to say that this doesn't mean that Jesus will calm every storm in your life.
咁嘅时候唔等于系主耶稣系会将你每面对住每一个风暴，每一个嘅风暴嚟到平静落嚟。
We just said that Jesus has purposes sometimes for us to face storms.
我哋已经讲过，喺我哋面对嘅风浪，主耶稣系有佢嘅原因。
But we should never doubt that Jesus cares.
但我哋唔应该怀疑主耶稣系唔系关怀我哋。
And that He will save us for the ultimate purpose of being in eternity with Him.
佢喺将最终对我哋嘅拯救。是会行出来。
So faith remembers Jesus is present and in control.
信心就是我们要记住主耶稣是有控制万能的权。
Faith trusts that Jesus cares.
信心就是信靠着主耶稣对我们的关怀。
And then last, faith enables rest.
信心是令到我们有能力。
Jesus is the picture of perfect faith and trust here in this story.
这个故事让我们看到主耶稣完美 的信心。
He's sleeping in the middle of a storm.
他在大风暴里面来到很安静的睡觉。
It's interesting, in the Gospels, this is the only place where Jesus is described as sleeping.
在福音书里面记载，这个是唯一记载到主耶稣睡觉的一件事。
I think he's giving us a picture of what it looks like to trust in God. Isn't it our fears and worries that keep us up late at night? Isn't it our fears that keep us from sleeping? They're evidence that we're trusting something else and it's failing us. But when we remember that Jesus is present and in control and that Jesus cares, it enables perfect peace and rest. Some of you may know the story of Corrie ten Boom. She grew up in a faithful Christian family in Holland. Their home was always open to anyone in need because this was their expression of faith. So in the middle of World War II, their home became a refuge for fugitives and those being hunted by the Nazis. By protecting these people, they risked their lives. But this was an expression of their Christian faith. So in 1943 and 1944, there are usually 6 to 7 people hiding in their home. Four Jews and 2 to 3 members of the Dutch underground. On February 28, 1944, their family was betrayed and the Gestapo raided their home.
And
their family was sent into the concentration camps. Her father died in 10 days. Corrie and her sister endured the terrible conditions in the concentration camps. They tried to reach out to the other women with the love of Christ, and many actually became Christians. Corrie's sister eventually died in the concentration camps. Corrie alone and her family survived. Many people's faith would not survive such an experience. Many people would say, God, how can you allow this to happen? Many would say, we were serving you, why did you let this happen? Many would say, why aren't you rescuing us? But Corrie ten Boom's faith endured. And after her experience in the concentration camps, this is what she said. There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. Jesus calls us from a life of fear to a life of faith. Because it's faith in Christ that drives out fear. So I ask you, what are the circumstances of your life this morning? Are there fears that are being revealed in your heart? Mark is telling us to look to Christ. To remember again who he is. He's present and in control. He cares deeply about you. And that enables rest.
呢个就系俾我哋可以有安息嘅时候。
That enables peace.
俾我哋有平安嘅时候。
That enables a life free from fear.
我哋嘅生命可以免除咗恐惧。
Let's pray.
我哋一齐嚟到祷告。
Heavenly Father, we confess that we are often a fearful people.
父神，我哋嚟到向你祷告，我哋好多时都喺生命当中有我哋嘅恐惧。
If we are honest about our hearts, we are oftentimes driven by our fears.
我哋真系诚心嘅承认嘅时候，我哋好多时都系被恐惧嚟到支配。
Thank you that Jesus comes into this world to free us from our fears.
感谢主耶稣嚟到呢个世界，将我哋嘅恐惧嚟到驱除。
Thank you that Jesus says to us, "Are you still afraid? Don't you have faith in me?"
感谢主耶稣咁样问我哋，你哋系咪？有咁少嘅信心嚟到唔信靠我咧。
And so, in the midst of our fears and worries, would you teach us to look to Christ?
喺我哋嘅恐惧、喺我哋担忧当中，主耶稣求你教训我哋点样将恐惧嚟到驱除。
Help us to trust that Jesus is present in our lives right now and in control.
教训我哋可以信靠到主耶稣系同我哋同在嘅，同埋喺度关怀我哋。
Help us to know that because He died on the cross for us, He cares for us.Deeply.
教訓到我哋，因為主耶穌喺十字架上受苦受死嘅時候，將佢嘅關懷嚟到向我哋顯現。
And so as we look to Christ, would you enable us to rest?
嚟到觀看主耶穌嘅面容嘅時候，我哋就可以將我哋嘅生命交上。
Would you help our faith in Christ to drive out our fears?
如果我哋將我哋對神嘅信心將恐懼嚟到驅除。
For this we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣的名祈求，阿门。